William Morrow and Harper Audio present Knockout, a Hell's Bells novel by Sarah McLean. Performed by Mary Jane Wells. This one is for Jen.
Obviously.
Chapter 1. The East End of London, January 1840. Lady Imogen Lovelace enjoyed explosions. To be clear, she was not a sadist. That an explosion might do bodily harm of some kind was not pleasing to her. No, if she was pressed, she would say that it was not exploded things that gave her joy, but rather the means by which one exploded things. Imogen liked bright flashes of light and waves of heat and the particular smell and the sound. To the untrained ear, a boom or a crackle or a hiss or a whoosh, but more often than not, some magical combination that made another word altogether. A ratatoon, a frizzle, a tweelpop. A body would be hard-pressed to find another in all of Britain who spent as much time thinking about the sounds of an explosion as Imogen did. Her first word had been bang, though no one had been paying close enough attention to hear it. As she was a lady, however, and an aristocratic one at that, few paid attention to Imogen's peculiar fascination, nor any of the many other peculiar fascinations she'd accumulated over her 24 years of life. In truth, most people ignored the fascinations altogether when discussing the only sister of Earl Doring, as peculiar was more than enough description to make a lady unappealing. Not that Imogen thought peculiar much of an insult. She'd been labelled as such since birth, since her father brought her in pinafores to the Royal Society of Chemistry, where she'd wandered off, combined quicklime and water, and nearly burned the place down, before the Earl was informed in no uncertain terms that children, especially young ladies, were not allowed inside the building. Peculiar, they'd whispered as she toddled past, following her father into the street as he roundly praised her experimentation.
Odd girl, too clever by half. If Doring's not careful, she'll turn out worse than too clever. She'll turn out to be too much.
And she had done just that. Lady Imogen Lovelace was too much for society and too much for her brother, who became her guardian after her beloved father died when she was only 16, and far too much for any suitor who might have darkened the doorstep of her home in Mayfair. Though none had, as of that morning in January, one short month into her 24th year. Which suited Imogen down to the ground, as she'd much rather be too much than the alternative. And if the wide world felt too much was not enough for their balls and dinners and teas and company, then Imogen was happy to be left to her workshop in the cellars of Doring House, with her tinctures and tonics, and to her friends, who understood just how entertaining and enterprising she could be with her tinctures and tonics. No one ever discussed the sounds of explosions at tea. So it was that on that January morning, just after dawn, the air brisk and cold with the night that had not yet burned away, Imogen was at the site of an explosion. It was important to note that Imogen had nothing to do with the explosion in question. She did not know the sound it had made in the key moment, could only guess that it had been something of a thunder, considering that she was certain that the building had made a great noise when it collapsed to the ground. There was no particular explosive smell. Anything unique that might have lingered had been smothered by the acrid smoke of the fire the blasting oil had caused when it had been ignited, and the cloud of dust that had come from the building, now reduced to rubble. 12 hours earlier, the building had housed...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?